I'm Dot Cannon, and this is Over Coffee. I've been talking to you today about the Los Angeles Times Festival of Books, which was a great time, and I didn't want to forget to tell you, with all this talk about going on over there, about a great literary accomplishment that happened right here on campus. Just a week ago, PCC's English division published their 2013 edition of Inscape magazine. Now, that's their creative writing anthology. What they do is they compile the best selections from the creative writing classes. There are a lot of talented people here on the campus, so congratulations to everybody who got published. One of those is English major and poet Rebecca Sanhueza. Rebecca, how'd you first get interested in writing?
Well, everything pretty much started with reading. I've been reading since before I was five. So once I realized, you know, I really loved escaping into different worlds by reading, I was always reading. And then when I got older, I figured out that, oh, I could write, you know, things like this, like the things that I read. And that's pretty much how I got into writing stories, at least. Poetry came later when I, you know, was going through the tumultuous years of, you know, teenagehood, that sort of thing. But that's pretty much, you know, my story in a nutshell.
As you were a young kid reading, who was one of your favorite authors? What did you really love?
It's probably Dr. Seuss. It's probably a common, you know, he's probably a common author for a lot of readers and writers, but definitely Dr. Seuss because of the rhyming scheme. You know, it's really easy, you know, the Cat in the Hat. It's really easy to just memorize the same sounds for words and everything.
He had a lot of fun with what he was writing. Tell me a little bit about your poem, 720.
720, it's actually a set of six haiku. And I just kind of wrote this out of idleness. I just wanted to see where I could go with it. But it is also part of a set of poems that I call friend poetry. So the poem is actually about a friend of mine. And I just wanted to see if I could sort of condense certain aspects about my friend into, you know, haiku, which is pretty hard to do considering it's like three lines, 575 syllables. So yeah, it was kind of a challenge to do, but you know, I managed to do it as best as I could with what I was given.
When you explain that it's a set of haiku, it makes more sense because I was reading it as one poem and wondering where we suddenly got Iris's Red Blossom, but that's six separate poems then.
Yes, it is six separate poems, but it's also all coming together in one poem.
I wish you would read your poem, and then I'll ask you about it.
Okay. Dark chocolate liquid eyes shimmer like frozen streams, glinting in the sun. Acrobatic pulse thrums quick as the hummingbird's wings, eager, fearful. Night magic? Olives, bronze, and coffee, soft-lidded in gorgeous repose. Iris's red blossom blooms fleetingly, like a soft voice whispers, trust me. Egg yolk setting sun, earth strand rivers shining close, strangely understood. Lemon tone, sugar center, a silvered mirror, heart in a bird's nest.
That is a beautiful poem, 720 by Rebecca Sanhueza. Now, I understand the beginning where you compare the eyes, and dark chocolate liquid really does say it. Where does the acrobatic pulse come in? What's happening?
The acrobatic pulse is more like a reaction to not just the eyes, but just everything. So some people might say this is a love poem. Some people might say, oh, it's just a really good friend. You know, I have my own secrets about that, but I wrote it so that way, you know, people could take their own interpretation from it, because that's what poetry is. It's just taking people's, you know, their own interpretation from each poem.
Exactly. Acrobatic pulse could be about being excited about something, too. If you just got really good news, suddenly it's like, whoa, and now you have this pulse thrumming inside you like a hummingbird's wings. I love that image.
I had a hard time trying to come up with the comparison. I spent a lot of time trying to figure out, like, what bird could I do this with? Because at the time, I couldn't recall the word. And I was kind of on a deadline, so it was kind of hard to come up with the word hummingbird, but especially fitting it into the seven syllables. But it fit eventually in the midst of panic.
The image fits beautifully. Let's look at the fourth one, the Iris's Red Blossom. What can you tell me about that and the voice whispering, trust me?
That's a little harder. Personally, I felt like Iris's fit. It's also kind of, it goes back to the eyes. a little bit. And also the symbolism of the word red. It does symbolize passion, love, can also express friendship. And just, you know, the overall blooming, it's sort of like when you trust somebody, you know, that trust doesn't come automatically. It has to, you know, grow. So when, you know, you come to the end of at least this section of the poem and that haiku, the trust, like the trust me, it's sort of the opening of the iris.
I love that image. And then we get into, I think, what the eye sees was my interpretation. Was that what you were thinking?
Sort of, yeah. I was thinking that when I wrote that. But there's, you know, there's a couple of other ways that I was playing around with the imagery. One was a literal setting sun. And it's sort of also about hair. Because I, you know, Earth Strand, it's sort of, definitely sort of about the hair. So it's sort of like seeing my friend against a sunset.
And then we've got the final one, lemon tone, sugar center. So lemon I get, but why sugar center?
That one was more about his personality. Because he's kind of off-putting at first, but when you get to know him, like, he is really a nice person. So that was, it's sort of like a lemon candy, like one of those lemon drops, how it's bitter at first, but then when you start, you know, you really finish it, it's definitely sugar.
What a great image for somebody. A slivered mirror. Why a slivered mirror?
That one, it's kind of personal for both of us. It sort of represents, like, life experiences and how, you know, when you look at yourself in a mirror, you may see the complete image, but you also see all the fragments of memory that make up that image.
And finally, we come back to the image of birds and the heart. Heart in a bird's nest?
Heart in a bird's nest, when you think of a nest, it's more like tangled, but at the same time, when you're putting your heart in a nest, it's sort of like you're cradling it and you're giving it a home. So this friend is very, very dear to me. So that was kind of the image that I was trying to portray.
Why do you call your poem 720? Was that the date it was written?
No, actually, that was a day significant to both of us.
No further personal questions on this one. What would you like to do in the future with your writing?
I would like to become a published author and poet. And that's primarily with, you know, my own original writing. However, I would like to become an academic counselor for community college students.
Very exciting. Are you primarily an English major or English plus some other major?
Primarily English lit right now, but I'm also, you know, working on my original work as I'm going through the lit program.
And what's your publication date in terms of your goal? By what date would you like to have published your next work?
As soon as possible. Hopefully within the next 5 years. I want to get something major out, like maybe an anthology of short stories or maybe even a novel.
Do you have a website or anything with your writing so far?
I don't have anything with any of my original works. I kind of don't trust the internet, especially with, I've seen so many cases of plagiarism, so I'm a little wary about posting things online, especially original work. So as of now, I don't really have a website.
And finally, what's your advice to anybody that wants to be, as you are, a writer and a poet?
My best advice would be don't stop writing. And even if you stop, and even if you think that, you know, you're not going anywhere, keep doing it. Keep trying. Because there's no right or wrong way to write. Everybody's work is very personal, and it's also very good regardless of what they think, because everybody's going to be their own harshest critic. So just keep working at it.
Rebecca, thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.